Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here. And I am, as usual, very excited to share another episode of the Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are featuring transformational life coach Jen Godet. Jen has been in our community for a long time. I have chatted with her several times, and so I'm very excited to share her story. I remember talking to her a couple events ago about how she wanted to take this big trip to Vietnam to help bring healthcare to communities that needed it. And she did it, and while she was doing that, she also got on the 10K stage. So this is Jen on the 10K stage, and then a little interview that she and I did right after she spoke to an audience of 700 coaches at HCI Live. So take it away, Jen. We are so excited for you.
I don't think we can do this anymore. Is it time to consider divorce? Gut punch. I was in shock. How could it have come to this? It was our 13-year anniversary at dinner, and I was waiting for an amazing vacation. It was our first night of a vacation that was long overdue. And instead, I was greeted with a slap in the face that I had no idea my relationship was suffering. I was the picture of success. From the outside looking in, I was life goals for everyone in my peer group. I had it all. I had financial success, a house, a husband, a social life. Hell, I worked with elite athletes for a living. I had the house, the pool, everything that society says success means. But for what? Inside, I was dying. Many nights, I would sit on the floor in my closet while my husband was asleep and cry. I was depleted, empty, burned out. I had nothing left at the end of my day. No time or energy for my husband, my family, no time for self-care. I was in sports medicine, but I lived in chronic pain because I felt too guilty or like I wasn't good enough to take time off to take care of my own body. Yeah, not practicing what I preach, imagine that. I gave everything to my profession and to my career because that was what I was taught to do. It was how I was brought up. We have to make the money, do all the things, have all the things. But in reality, I had set no boundaries and I was about to lose the most important thing in my world. And I thought, isn't life meant for more than this? I knew I had to do something. Thank God for Google. Through a lucky search, I found HCI. I watched a webinar and immediately signed up for BHC, like many of you. I had no idea that this moment, this pivotal moment, would shift the course of my life. My amazing success coach, Joe Johnson, challenged me to dream bigger. And in May of 2017, I was sitting where you are sitting at my first HCI Live event. I was given the opportunity to express what was in my heart. You see, I believe that every man, woman, and child on this planet has a birthright, a basic human right to quality health care, nutrient-dense food, clean drinking water, education on lifestyle to prevent disease. An opportunity to improve their quality of life. And yes, quality sick care, regardless of their location or their ability to pay. I was terrified, guys. I was terrified. I had never put a large goal out there. I always played a little bit small, doing only what I knew I could be successful at, because I still didn't feel like I was good enough. And when I shared that at HCI Live in May, this tribe supported me. This tribe loved me and took me into their arms, and I signed up for Mastery on the spot because I knew I had found my family. I knew I couldn't do this alone. I knew it would take every person in this room, every person in our HCI tribe. And mastery has been amazing. I found the courage to retire sports medicine, my toxic career. I was scared out of my mind. I didn't know if I'd make it as a health coach. Everyone in my family thought I was crazy. I applied to be a part of a medical educational exchange team to carry out the work that I felt called to do. I almost canceled my interview. Who the hell was I? I wasn't a famous doctor, a published physician. I didn't have any accolades or worldwide notoriety. I was just Jen. I reached out for support, something that is an extreme challenge for me. And I had a coaching seat, hot seat with Stacey Morgenstern, and she told me that I was enough. She showed me that my role, and each and every one of you in this room, your role is to inspire. We are the glue that holds together our society. We are the ones to integrate the teachings and the importance of health. We are the experts in habit change. So I showed up and I was accepted. And this challenge, I began to own my gifts. At our mastery retreat, Eric Neuner talked about owning our crazy because we can't not show up for what we are passionate about. If we believe in something and we care that much, it doesn't matter how scared we are, we have to continue to show up. And I cared that much. And my business flourished, guys. At the retreat, Bill Barron shared that I could earn more money because I get to choose what to do with it. And I wanted to give back. Finally, I was in alignment with what I believed. Every moment in my life led to this. And so I'm happy to report I have just gotten back from a medical mission trip to Vietnam and Cambodia, where I saw things that I didn't believe possible in 2019. These people had nothing. They lay on the ground. They share beds in a hospital, and they have nothing. But I was able to make an impact. The very first day, I saved a man's life. I was scared. I didn't speak up at first. There were a bunch of doctors out there with me, and no one said anything. And it was me, because I knew what I had to say to make sure that man survived. And because of that, they brought all the doctors in the hospital in. They shared the simplest piece of information that when you've been unconscious for 3 weeks, guys, don't ever give somebody water. They've lost motor control in their throat, and they will choke to death. They will aspirate. They will drown. And that was the simplest piece of information. It wasn't even my expertise. But I shared it, and that man lived. And now hundreds and thousands of people are going to be proxy to that information. They're going to be able to survive because they're going to know what to do. They've lost lives to this, and I made that impact. And that was the first day, guys. I spoke in front of hundreds of physicians and medical students and brought information that we are so blessed here in the United States. We are so blessed. And I shared that information with them. And I am finally able to make an impact on this world because I feel that I have been blessed with knowledge and expertise and gifts. Like every one of you has a passion and a purpose. And I'll be damned if I'm not gonna shine and I'm not gonna work through my fears because I am good enough. I deserve to earn money as a coach so that I can use that money to educate and elevate the world around me and leave this world a better place. I get to have a business that gives back. I get to lead and love and come with service first. I get to give first and receive abundantly. I get to be the change that I want to see in the world. Because as one person, I was insignificant. But as one of this tribe, we are doing amazing things. $537,000. Do you know the impact that we are having in our world? It's amazing. And I want to invite you to join us in this and do this too. Help us make an impact. Because together, we are stronger. Together, each and every one of us is changing the world. We are saving the world one life at a time. I'm honored and humbled by this experience. I can't believe I'm up here on stage. I love every member of this tribe, and I wouldn't be here without you. And I want to leave you with this. if I win $10,000 this weekend, it's sending me back to Vietnam to go and do this important work. Because the world needs us, guys. The world needs each and every one of you. And you can do it. You are good enough. You do deserve this. And this tribe, the people in this room, will lift you up and love you, as will I. Thank you very much.
Jen, hello. Oh my gosh.
What's up?
Did you think that the last time we chatted that this was going to happen?
No, to be honest, I didn't. I actually had no intention of entering the challenge. And then I thought about it in January and decided that maybe it was more important for me to talk about my mission and what's in here and what I'm doing in the world, because maybe that might inspire someone else that needs to hear it. And so entered, and here I am.
I remember you saying that Vietnam was on your list, and that was something that you were about to go do or had been planning, but that was about a year ago. So was it this trip exactly, or have you been planning a different one? Like, what was the timeline?
So I was hoping to go in October, but it wasn't in the cards. There wasn't enough time to get me on that group, but I landed it, and we went in March, April this year.
And how was that?
It was profound. It was profound. I saw things that shouldn't exist in 2019. I really had no idea that it's possible that in some places in our world, people don't have running water in their hospitals. They don't have kitchens in their hospitals. And it really was powerful to see how blessed we are here and how such small differences make a great impact in those parts of the world. And quite frankly, the appreciation of the people and the eagerness to learn so that they could help their community, even though when I tell you, their healthcare professionals bust their butt. They work so much and so hard, and they have nothing. And all they want to do is take care of their community. And it was like being a part of family. It was like being able to bless someone else after you've been so blessed, you know? And I'm going back. I've decided that I am finally doing what I was put on this earth to do, and that's to really stand up and spread the health, share my knowledge, my expertise, and my love, and give hope to someone who maybe doesn't have it.
And you had a career in healthcare. You were not a nurse.
I'm a physical therapist by trade.
I was
19 years in sports medicine.
Wow. And so you, when did you decide that you needed to make the change or wanted to make a change into coaching? What inspired that?
I went into medicine because I wanted to make a difference in the world, and I wanted to be able to help people. And it was very, very important to me. And when I started in physical therapy, it was holistic, and I could treat the whole person. And it was fulfilling and amazing and all of those things. But over the last, I'm going to say 8 years, 5 to 8 years, it's become really hard to treat patients and to do what you know is best, because insurance isn't going to pay for this. Or this is the new thing and what everybody's standard of practice is, and it's become treat the knee or treat the hip, you know, treat the disease. And it started to eat away at me, and I didn't realize how much it ate away at me until I was sitting across the table from my husband, and it was our anniversary. We were on vacation. It was way overdue. We hadn't had any time together practically for a year. And he asked me if we were still going to stay married, and he thought maybe it was time to consider divorce. And so I sat there wondering what was it, what was I doing? You know, I gave my life to my career. I gave my career everything, and it didn't really give anything back to me. In fact, it just demanded more. And medicine has gotten so convoluted and demanded so much more here in the United States. I mean, we have compassion fatigue, we have burnout, we have overwhelm. And these are people who want to improve the health of our communities. These are people who are there because they love other people and want to help other people. And we can't do it anymore. Our hands are tied, but we're having to do and put more hours in and put everything of ourselves to the detriment of ourselves. And so I knew I was about to lose everything that I cared about if I didn't change. And that's when Google saved my life and saved my marriage. And I found HCI, and you know, it's all over after that.
Now, there's a lot of schools out there that, you know, do health coaching. What actually drew you into HCI?
It's a wonderful question. So when I went to our friend Google and the ad popped up, I watched a webinar, and it was Stacey and Carrie talking about it doesn't matter what you do if you don't believe in what you're doing. And in medicine, it's the same way. Like if you injure yourself and you go to physical therapy and you don't believe that it's going to help you, it won't. If you don't believe that the exercises are going to make you stronger or that the exercises are actually going to make you worse, then they will, because you believe that to be, so you create the reality. And I believe that in the core of my being, that's the root behind everything. And they spoke to that. They spoke to not only the importance of habit change, but they spoke to the importance of getting to the root cause and the underlying belief that causes disease in our bodies. And so it was in alignment with my belief structure. It was in alignment with what we see in medicine. You know, placebo effect is a thing, you know, and we study it. I was part of research on some of those. And so HCI spoke it on the wellness side and on the prevention side, and it really felt like this was the avenue for me to bridge the gap between healthcare and wellness here and a way to make an impact.
And so now that you are a coach, how is it different working with your clients that are your clients now versus working with your clients that were your clients when you were a physical therapist? What freedoms do you have?
All the freedoms. All the freedoms. So it's really amazing because I get to really see, witness the whole person and actively listen and hear what they have to say and where they are. And I can see where they want to be. And there's no rule that says you have to only do this. It's the freedom to allow them to open the possibilities and to show them that anything that they want is possible, one step at a time. So there's that. And there's also something that's really important to me. I work with a lot of healthcare providers who were where I was, and they want to make a difference in the world, but they are overwhelmed and depleted and burned out and exactly where I was when I was sitting across the table learning that my marriage might be over. And I get to help them, empower them to take their lives into their own hands and still continue to practice medicine or chiropractic or whatever it may be, while taking care of themselves and while honoring themselves and what's important to them and reconnecting to that passion. So it's kind of like I get to have my cake and eat it too. I get paid to really make an impact on people who are making a large impact in our world.
Do Do you have a specific story that sticks out to you with a client that you've been working with where you got to see big change for them? And how did that make you feel?
I work with a chiropractor, and he is a large source of referrals for me. And one day he said, "You know what, Jen? I think I need to refer myself to you." And I thought he was joking. I was like, "Really, Doc? You've got it all. You're a rock star. Everybody comes to you from all over." And he said, "I'm feeling kind of depleted. I'm feeling like I can't show up for my family. I'm feeling like I can't give back in my community. I'm feeling like I don't have anything left. And I'm just stuck in a rut." And it hit me here, because that is me a couple years ago. And so I said, "Great, what do we have to do?" And after four sessions, his wife called me and she said, "Jen, thank you for giving me my husband back." And I'm gonna cry again, because he still works and he still gives, and he's able to make the same money in fewer hours and manage his energy so that he can be there for his family. And he gives to our community, and it's just amazing. And to have that testimonial from his wife, I mean, it's everything that was my story, and I'm able to share that and help others through that same journey. So it just is the best feeling in the world. It's all the feels. It's the, oh my gosh, I can't believe how amazing this human being is, and that I was able to empower him to see his potential, along with, holy crap, what a powerful and amazing thing coaching is, and just awe and inspiration for me. And it kind of is a reminder to me to take care of me, because this is what it's all about, along with, what is the impact? Look at the impact on the children, on his children, on everyone that he serves in the community, and his patients, and it just it's like freedom and lightness and just all the feels. All the feels.
You did a big thing today. You chatted on stage in front of 700 people, and you were the first one to go. How did it feel when you found out you were the first one?
So I was doing great until they posted up and they talked about how much money our 10K challenge earned. And I'm gonna be honest, it hit me the first time I heard it. But when I saw that number, I kind of bust into a little bit of tears backstage. And because the impact, it was $537,000 in change. Oh my goodness, what that number means is lives touched and impact. And it just really hit me. And so here I was, all ready and prepped to go rock the stage, and I'm in tears. Mm. And then they came and grabbed me and said, "Let's go to the stage you're about to be on." So it was kind of a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience, actually.
Well, you pulled it together nicely. We didn't even notice.
Ooh, thank goodness for the 5-5-7 breath. If you guys know, it's one of the things we coaches love to talk about. It really works.
So you get up on the stage, and then you see 700 people staring back at you. What was your first reaction to, you know, that first breath you took in front of all those people?
So I walked out there and I looked and I scanned and I just felt the love in the room, and it almost took my breath away. It was palpable. It was like hope and love and expectation all wrapped up in one. And it's amazing because that's what I feel before I work with my clients. And so they were feeling that for me. So I knew they were holding space for me to be successful. And it allowed me to move forward.
And why was it important for you to share this story?
The whole reason I entered this challenge was because I've been in that audience. And I've listened, and I've never been really motivated by money. I've always been motivated by giving back and serving. So I really felt like it was important for me to even enter the challenge to let other people like me know that sometimes it's not about the money, but the money allows us such an amazing opportunity to impact in the world. And that was the huge shift for me. You know, the huge shift for me, this challenge, and really before that, the last 6 months have been about leaning in and asking for support and learning that I can have a business that gives back. And those people need to hear that they can too. Because when you want to be a coach, it's because you want to make an impact on the world and you want to do great things. And sometimes the money turns you off. But they needed to hear that the money and the ability to raise money or to earn money in coaching, you get to choose if you want to give back, which is like a double whammy, right? So you're coaching and you're having an impact there. And then from the profits, you can give back in greater ways and really serve our world and make this world a better place. So I really wanted to just share that. It was too important for me not to do that.
So you've been in our community for a little while now.
So I started BHC in January of 2017 and Mastery November 2017. And I'm an all-star as of March 2019.
Yay! And your first event, will you tell me about what you did and what you wore? And tell me about that.
Yes. So, I went to the first live event dressed as Wonder Woman. I had a Wonder Woman tutu and knee-high socks and a Wonder Woman shirt. And I actually encouraged my tribe to all dress like superheroes. And I was the only one in full decked out gear, but the rest of them wore the socks, some of them underneath their pants. A couple were brave enough to show them. And I remember Carrie and Stacy invited me to the mic to share because I was still in the BHC program and had already had success. I had paid for my trip with coaching. And they asked me some questions about that, and I shared, and I didn't really feel it until they said, you know what? You shared with us that you have a vision and a mission, and we'd like to invite you to share that with the room. And I didn't know they were going to ask that, so I was there in Wonder Woman, and I, like, summoned it up. And I shared that I believe that every man, woman, and child on this planet has a birthright, a basic human right to quality health care. And that's not just sick care. That's nutrient-dense food, clean drinking water, the education and opportunity to prevent disease in the first place, movement, sleep, self-care, education and opportunity to improve their quality of life, and of course sick care too. And I said that I knew I couldn't do that by myself. It was so much bigger than me, but every person in that room, and I believe there were about 600 coaches at that time at that live, if all of us just did our part, we could make that happen. And I just shouted that from the stage today. And that was what Vietnam was about, really. Like, I am living what I announced in May of 2017, and now it's about to be May of 2019, and it's clear. And we are making a difference. I mean, between all the 10K challenges, we've made over $2 million as a group, that's a tremendous amount of impact in a couple of years. And by the way, I was scared shitless to announce that in May of 2017.
You didn't say shitless, say it.
I was scared shitless. I couldn't believe that came out of my mouth because I hadn't even told my parents I was a health coach yet. Like, I hadn't even shared that. I had never shared something that was so much bigger than me, that was so important to me in public ever.
Now you, you know, speaking of changing people's lives, you have a team that you pay through your coaching business.
So I've hired someone to do my website and my SEO. I have someone who drives me to my speaking engagements and other things, because in Houston there's a lot of traffic. So you may be thinking, what, you have a driver? Yes, I pay someone to drive me, because that's an hour each way that I can be productive in the car. I'm closing deals, I'm having, you know, conversations, booking talks, whatever, while I'm in transit, so I'm not losing productive time. I have an assistant who does a lot of my social media posting, and just like some back office-y kind of things. Who else do I have? I delegate out everything I can possibly delegate out, personally and professionally. So I have my groceries delivered to me. Sometimes I have my meals delivered to me. I have somebody who cleans my house and does all my yard work, because quite frankly, it's more important for me to spend the time coaching or sharing the message than it is for me to be doing all those things in my personal life and in my professional life. So I'm about to hire somebody to write all my copy. That's the next step for me, because I have a lot of content, but writing copy for all my advertisements to really get it going, it's important for me to have my message out, and I'm not the best writer, so I'm recognizing that there's definitely an opportunity to pay someone to do that as well.
Did you think you'd be at this point, you know, when you were in the Wonder Woman outfit?
No, I thought it would take me... So, yes, I knew I would be successful and have a team. No, I didn't think it would be this quick. I thought it was a 5-year goal to start building a team. Oh, and I have other coaches that I refer out to when I'm too busy or it's not in my niche. And I actually have someone that I'm talking about bringing on more regularly. So that's really exciting for me.
That's huge. That's amazing. Yeah. So if you could give some advice to somebody who was in your position when you were Wonder Woman in the crowd, trying to decide, you know, do I stay in my career where it's like safe, but I'm unhappy and I'm, you know, everything around me is falling apart, or do I take this big chance? What advice would you give that Wonder Woman version of you a few years ago?
Flip and take the chance, because if you stay in something and you're unhappy, you can't pour from an empty cup, and you definitely can't pour from a cup that's turned to vinegar. So you have to make the move, and you have to do what is in alignment with you and your heart. Because when you do that, your work is fulfilling, you take care of yourself, and you're feeling your cup is overflowing, and you can't stop it. And on top of that, it's gonna suck. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be work, and it's gonna take perseverance, and people are gonna crap on your parade and say all the things you don't wanna hear, right? Oh, you could never do this. What's wrong with you? Why would you leave a successful career? But the reality is that's their stuff. You know, that's their stuff, not yours.
You said something on stage that I really, really loved. You said, I'm good enough. I deserve to earn money as a coach so I can educate and elevate the world around me. So powerful. Why did you say that?
You're gonna make me cry now. For the first time in my life, I am proud of myself. I've always been successful because I have grit and determination and perseverance, but For the first time in my life, I am truly proud of the work that I'm doing and the way I'm showing up in the world. And I, for the first time, feel like I am worthy and I deserve this. And so that's why I said that. And I truly believe this. When we step into that, no matter what we feel called to do, no matter what our heart says, when we step into that and really move in alignment with where our heart is, we're going to make the world a better place. And that's what I was put here to do that. Follow your heart. And no matter what your fears are, if you follow your heart and you believe in something and it's greater than you, you will move through your fears and be successful.
Thank you so much, Jen. So excited to see what happens next for you. And guys, if you want to come to HCI Live to see all of these moments in person, all you have to do is go to www.hcilive.com and reserve your ticket today. I can't wait to meet you there. And, you know, if you do have a couple extra moments and you thought that this podcast was amazing, particularly this episode, would you mind just going on to wherever you're listening to this and leaving us a sweet little review? People like me, well, actually just me, go and read it. And I would love to know what you're loving about the Better Than Ever podcast. Thank you again for listening and have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.